Mesachta Menachas, Daf Nun Aleph. Even though Karbanas Mincha usually have shemen, one lug of shemen, but since it says shemen in the Pasuk, by the Chavitin, we learn that we put in an extra shemen, three lugin to each Isaran. The Mishnah. Normally the Kohen Gadol paid for the Karban Chavitin with his own money. What if he died, so who paid for it? Rabbi Shimon says that Tzibur, out of the Trumas Halishka. Rabbi Yehuda says the Yarshim paid for it. The Gemara. There were seven things that Bezdin were Mesakin. One of which was that if a behemoth was found in the vicinity of Yerushalayim, we must assume that it's an animal designated for a karban. If it's a zachar, we use it for an ayla. If it's an akeva, we use it for a shlamin. And whoever finds it must bring it as a karban. What about the nesachim needed to bring with it? Who pays for the nesachim? At the beginning, Bezdin used to ask the finder to pay. But then people who would see a stray animal used to let the animal go free because they didn't want to come to the Beis HaMikdash with the animal and have to pay out their own money for nesachim. So what they did is they said, no, from that point they were mesakin that the money for the nesachim would come for the Trumas Halishka. They also made six avar takanas related to the payments of nesachim, including the fact that if the Kohen dies, if the Kohen Gadol dies, the Bezdin paid for the nesachim. Daf Nun Beis. Isur Me'ila by Para Aduma can only take place on a regular animal. But once the animal is burnt already, since it's Nasa Mitzvaseh, if someone has Hana from the ashes, he isn't Me'il Behektish. Later they made a takana that Me'ila could take place. The money for the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, which is brought in case there is a mistaken psak of Bezdin, Rabbi Yehuda says they collect the money from the Tzibur. According to Rabbi Shimon, the money comes from the Trumas Halishka, from the public funds. Finally, by the Stam Chavite Kohen Gadol, according to Abba Yosef ben Dustoy, when the Kohen Gadol brings the Isaran Silas, he also brings two Kmatzim of Levina, one for Shacharist and one for Bein Arbayim. According to the Chamim, he only brings one Kaimitz, half for the AM and half for the PM. And Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Abba Yosef ben Dustoy. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the fifth parak, Kol HaMenachais Bos Matzah, the Mishnah. All menachais come in unleavened form, i.e. matzah, except for the Karban Taida, which has four types of lechem, one of which is chametz, and the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos, which is also made of chametz. Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara. The flour of the menachas is kneaded with lukewarm water. If so, it can become chametz. To prevent this, we have a din of shmira, i.e. to watch carefully to be sure it doesn't become chametz, similar to what we do with matzah before Pesach. They said that someone who is just a miyuchas, but not a bentara, has no real chashivas. The chashivas is if one is a bentara. Yedidya refers to Shlaima HaMelech, since he saw that Hashem loved him. But Yedid can also refer to the Beis HaMikdash, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the area of Binyamin, and to Klal Yisrael. Toiv refers to Moshe. It can also refer to Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yitzchak said, by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Hashem found Avram standing next to it, since he was concerned for his children who were exiled. And Avram attempted to find Zchusim for them, Bris Mila, for example. And he argued with Hashem that maybe, if Hashem would have given them a little more time, they would have been Chayzrin B'tshuva. Hashem responded that he knew they would not be Chayzrin B'tshuva, for as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Yud Aleph says, Ki risichi oz ta'aloizu. Rashi says this means that during the times of joy, Aliza, they sinned even more. And it was therefore clear to Hashem that as long as they were allowed to remain in Eretz Yisrael under tranquil conditions, they were not going to do tshuva. The Gemara says Klal Yisrael is compared to olives, since just like their leaves, the olives never fall, so too Klal Yisrael will never be batel in this world or in Olam Haba. And just like an olive only gives fruit if it's crushed, Klal Yisrael only does tshuva if they experience Yisurim. Daf Nun Dalet. By the Shtei HaLechem, or the Chametz Shabbat Taida, we're not allowed to use apple juice or May Paris to affect the leavening process, since fruit juice cannot cause a complete leavening, i.e. the Gemara in Pesachim says, May Paris ein machmitza. Others say, you can use it. The Gemara says a piece of calf meat less than a kebetza, if it's less than a kebetza, so it cannot be mekabel tuma, during the cooking process, if it got larger, and then it touched the sheretz, so we evaluate it, Mishtarin Kamoshain. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we look at it in its present matzav, i.e., since now this piece of meat via swelling is more than a kibetza, it can be mekabel tuma. But Reish Lakish says, we look at it at its previous matzav, and since before it was smaller than a kibetza, it can't be mekabel tuma. We say, kivan de itchi itchi. Since before it wasn't mekabel tuma, now it can't be mekabel tuma midaraisa either. It can only be mekabel tuma midarabanan. The Rambam in Perek Yudalad, Hilchas Machalais Asuris Halacha Dalad, says that one who eats an enlarged piece of chelev gets malchus only if it was originally a kazayis and then shrank before expanding once again. However, if it was not originally a kazayis, then although it's usher to eat it, there is no malchus incurred for eating it. Daf Nun Hey. By truma, we should take it from the best quality grain. We should take the truma from the best quality grain. Also, we should take something that stays fresh for a long time. Fresh figs are better than dates, but they don't last as long. So which do you take from? Gemara says it's better to take from the figs, which are of better quality. The next Mishnah. By all menachos, we knead the dough with lukewarm water, since it makes for better baking. But since it increases the odds of it becoming chametz, you must be extra careful so it doesn't become chametz. The Gemara. We learn mischiev not to have chametz, since the pasuk in Vayikra says, lo yisei afe chametz. This chiev of not having chametz applies to all phases of the preparation, not just the kneading phase. Daf Nun Vav. The rule is that animals must be shechted in the north side of the Azara. However, the shechit doesn't himself have to be standing in the north side of the Azara. The exception to the shechita rule is by Karban Pesach. It doesn't have to be shechted in the north side of the Azara. The Gemara says a bechor of a behema tohira can be eaten as a non-karban only if it has a mum. It's also to intentionally give it a mum, though. What if it already has one mum? Can you give it a second mum? It's a machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. But by a karban mincha, even if it already became chametz by the afia, all are maida that anyone who assists in being a chametz, even in a later phase, is over an avera. And even if he just put a little se'or on the mincha, and then he did nothing else, i.e. it became chametz all by itself now, he's still chayef. This is similar to the halacha by Shabbos, that if you just put meat on coals and did nothing else, you're also chayev. But he's only chayev if he turned it over to cook on both sides. Daf Nun Zayin. The shear for bishul on Shabbos is kemeichel ben drusai, cooked as far as it's needed, so even bandits who are in a rush would eat it. These are the ben drusai, and the shear of that is about one third of what it's normally cooked. What if it was mechumetz in one phase of preparation, then it was yaitze, then it was taken out of the azara, then in a different phase it was made into chametz? The Gemara says, teku. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, even minchas nesachem have an isser of chametz. Aye, but how is chametz possible by minchas nesachem, since it's made mostly of oil? And oil cannot make something chametz, since mei peris ein machmitzen. More answers, some add a little bit of water, and that little bit of extra water could create chimutz. Al-Hadaf brings Taisvis, Divrei HaMaschal, Ein Machmitzin, on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, and Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, where Taisvis brings Yerushalmi, that says that fruit juices and oil do have the ability to be machmitz. Rabbeinu Tam, however, rules, based on our Gemara, and a Gemara in Pesachim, that dough that was kneaded with only fruit juice can never become chametz. This is no matter how long it is left standing prior to baking, because fruit juice retards chimutz, the leavening process. However, Rameinu Tam, if there is water mixed with the fruit juice, then the dough can become chametz, as our Gemara indicates. Moreover, Taisvah cites a Gemara in Pesachim that says that a fruit juice and water mixture accelerates the leavening process, and such a dough becomes chametz even faster than a dough kneaded with only water. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Reish Simen, Tav Samach Beis, rules that matzah made only with fruit juice or egg is permitted on Pesach even if the dough was left standing for a long time prior to baking. We should point out that egg matzah, nevertheless, cannot be used for the Seder because it's considered matzah ashira, rich matzah, and the Torah requires one to eat lechem oini, poor and simple bread, on the first night of Pesach. However, egg matzah that contains water is usur on Pesach even if it's baked quickly because a mixture of juice or egg and water accelerates the leavening process. The Rama in Sif Gimel, however, writes that the minig in his area was not to eat any type of egg matzah on Pesach. The Vilna Gaon says that one reason for this minig is due to a concern that some water may have been mixed inadvertently into the egg matzah dough, causing it to quickly become chametz. The Rama, however, does allow that someone who is old and who can't eat regular matzah to eat egg matzah if they find it too difficult to eat regular matzah on Pesach. Finally, by karbanos, if parts of the carbon which are supposed to be eaten are offered on the Mizbeach, the person is over an Isser, the Isser of Leisaktiru. If it is offered only on the Kevesh, on the ramp, Rabbi Yechanan says Chayev, but Rabbi Elazar says Potter. Datnun Ches. What about if the meat of the Chatas Aif, which is normally eaten by Kohanim, is offered on the Mizbeach? It's a Machloikas. What about a Chatzi Zayas? That's also a Machloikas. How much is needed for a Kemitza? Abaye says it can be Pachas Mishnei Zesim. Rava says it can't be Pachas Mishnei Zesim, i.e., it must be at least the size of two Zesim. Finally, if a person offers a mixture of Sa'or and Tavash on the Mizbeach, Rava says he gets Malkas twice, one for Sa'or, which is Asr Lemincha, and one for Dvash, which is Asr Lemincha. Abaye says there is no Malkus on a general lav. Nafnun Tes, the Mishnah. There are menachos which require the addition of both oil and frankincense. Some menachos require just oil, some require just frankincense, and some require neither. Both the Mincha Selis and the machvas is the flat pan fried mincha, the marcheshes, the deep pan fried mincha, chalais, rikikin, minchas kahanim, the daily minchas kayin mashiach, minchas eved kechavim, minchas nashim, and minchas aimer, those require both oil and frankincense. Just oil, that is for the minchas nesachim, which is brought with animals. Just levaina, that's for the lechem aponim. No shaman or levaina, that applies to the minchas chayte, if he can't afford it, which is a carbon a person brings if he can't afford an animal, or the minchas kanois, which is for a saita. Gemara. The menachos mentioned in our Mishnah come in a set of 10 chalas. The next Mishnah. A minchas chayte is supposed to have no shaman or levaina. If someone does add shaman or levaina to a minchas chayte, he is chayev for each one. If you add shaman, it also passels the mincha. However, if you add levaina, you can remove it. If the shaman was in a keli, and the minchas chayte was in a keli as well, and you put keli al gabi keli, then there is no psul. The Gemara. What if levaina was put on, ground up very, very thinly, so now it's hard to remove? The Gemara says it's still okay to remove it. But if while the ground up levaina was put on it, you had a machsheves pigel, then you're not chayev karas. Once it's removed, however, you can be chayev for a machsheves pigel. This is like Chanan HaMitzri, who holds even if something becomes not roy, but if it becomes roy again, it reverts back to its full level of kashrus, and therefore a machsheves pigel can passel. Daf Samach, the Mishnah. There are some menachos which require hagasha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, but they don't need tnufa, they don't need waving. Some need tnufa and not hagasha, some need neither, and some need both. Only hagasha applies to a minchas seilas, a machvas, emar cheshes, chalas v'rikiken, minchas kohanim, minchas koyach, koyin mashiach, minchas akum, and minchas nashim, as well as minchas chayte. Reb Shimon says minchas kohanim and koyin mashiach do not need hagasha since they are completely burnt. The Gemara. The halacha that one cannot burn a mincha, which is meant to eat, not only applies to a mincha made of wheat, but even to a mincha made of barley. Daf Samach Aleph, the next Mishnah. These are the karbanos of mincha, which require tnufa, waving, but don't require hagasha. Mitzara, bikurim, the emure shalmayachid, shtei halechem, and the shnei kifse atzeras. How do we do tnufa? It's waved in the four directions, and then it's waved up and down. It can be in the west, close to the heichal, but also it can be in the east. The hagasha must be in the west. In cases where we do both tnufa and hagasha, we do tnufa first. The following require both tnufa and hagasha: Aimer and Knais. The following require neither hagasha or tnufa: Lechem Hapanim and Minchas Nesachim. The Gemara. When the Kohen takes the asham and the leg, he does one tnufa for both together, since the pasuk says oisam. But the Eved, if he did them separately, it's okay. Not only does a carbon of a man require tnufa, but the carbon of a woman also requires tnufa. However, the man can do the tnufa if he wants to by himself. Mashenken, a woman, the kain must do the tnufa for her. She cannot do it by herself. also a goy cannot do the tenufa either. Daf Samach Beis. Many Kohanim get involved in the process, so we give a lot of kavod to Hashem, as we know from the pasuk, Barayiv Am Hadras Melech. When the tenufa takes place, the lechem goes on top of everything else. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says, the kvasim go on top, not the lechem. Chanina ben Chanichai says, the lechem goes between the kvasim. Rabbi Shimon says there are three karbanos that have three mitzvahs, but each has only two of the three, Shalmei Yochid, Shalmei Tzibur, and Metzorah. The Shalmei Yochid has smicha when it's alive and tnuva when it's dead. The Shalmei Yochid has tnufa when it's alive and dead, but no smicha. And the Asher Metzorah has tnufa when alive as well as smicha. I.e. everything has got two of the three. Finally, if five people jointly bring a karban, only one person does tnufa for everyone. And a woman or someone who sends a karban from Medinas Hayom, the kayin does the tenufa for them. Daf Samach Gimel, the Mishnah. If someone was makabel to bring a machvas, he should not bring a marcheshes. And vice versa, if someone is makabel to bring a marcheshes, he should not bring a machvas. What's the difference between a machvas and a marcheshes? According to Yossi Aglili, a marcheshes has a lid, but a machvas does not. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says a marcheshes is a pan which is deep, while a machmas is a pan which is flat. The Gemara. A machvas is a lashon of open mouth, i.e. a machvas is machaper for someone who misuses his speech. If a person makes a neder that'll bring him marcheshes, but he doesn't say minchas marcheshes, we have to wait until Eliyahu comes to resolve the issue. The next Mishnah. If a person makes a neder to bring an oven-baked mincha, he can't bring a non-oven-baked mincha, and he must bring 10 of either Chalois or Rikikin. Reb Shimon says you can be mitzdarif, five of each. The Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, since it says Shemen twice, we see that we can be mitzdarif, some of each. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the sixth parak, parak Reb Yishmael from the Mishnah. Reb Yishmael said regarding the Karban Omer, which was brought on Tes Zayin Nisan, that even if it fell on Shabbos, it was also brought on Tes Zayin Nisan. If it fell out on Chol, the Katsira was made from 5 Soyin. But if it fell out on Shabbos, it would be ground from 3 Soyin. The Chachamim say, anytime we always grind it from 3 Soyin. Reb Chanina Skan HaKehanim said, there were other differences between if it fell out on Shabbos or if Tes Zayin Nisan fell out on Chol. And the Gemara says, on Shabbos, according to Reb Yishmael, we use less grains. Instead of using 5 Soyin, we use 3. So as to minimize the amount of melacha we do. The same halacha applies to the Karban Pesach, where if Yudalad Nisan falls out on Shabbos, we try to minimize the amount of melacha we do, regarding, for example, the fire of the flame. Daf Samach Dalet. Whether the moon can be seen by everyone or not, Edim who need to come to Bezdin to help in the proclamation of Rosh Chodesh are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, for example, to travel to the Bezdin if that's necessary, and Chil Shabbos is necessary, in order to help in the proclamation of Rosh Chodesh, that was mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, if everyone can clearly see the moon, the Edim cannot be Mechal Shabbos, since it's probable that Bezdin saw the moon on their own, and therefore they can proclaim it on their own. They don't need to have the Edim come travel to be Mechal Shabbos in order to bring them this information, which they already have. A fisherman heard a child drowning in the sea, but at the same time wanted to catch fish as well on Shabbos. So he spread out his net in the sea, and he caught only fish. So we say then he's chayev for tzeda. But if he saved a child and he caught fish, Rava says he's chayev, Rabba says he's potter. Rava says that he's chayev for chil Shabbos because basar machshavasai azlinan. We follow what his intent was, even though the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos, but since his intention was to go fishing and not to save the child, therefore he's chayev. Rabba, on the other hand, says he's putter, because he holds Basar Maisa Vazlinen. We look after the Maisa that actually happened. And really, in retrospect, it turned out that he ended up saving the life of the child. Therefore, he's putter. The Gemara says if a person was sick and about to die, and a doctor said that if you eat one fig, you'll live. That's the way to live. So if 10 people ran to get the fig and arrived simultaneously on Shabbos, then they're all putter from Chil Shabbos. In fact, even if they came b'zah achar zah, they're still pater, since they were all trying to save a life. They were all trying to be mekayim, the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. the Mishnah. The mitzvah by Karban Omer is to bring grain that comes from an area close to Yerushalayim. If these grains are not ripe yet, you can really bring it from anywhere, b'diavad. The Gemara. The reasons we bring grain from close to Yerushalayim are, number one, since it's softer. If it's brought from far away, the wind, as it's brought, will dry it out. So grain that comes from close to Yerushalayim would be a lot softer and fresher. Number two, because of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. Since you're now going out of Yerushalayim, and the first grains that you pass, you should grab to do the mitzvah. You shouldn't pass them over to look for other grains. So because of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs, that's why you should take grains from close to Yerushalayim. Finally, there was once a maisa in the days of the Chashmonaim where they pushed a chazir, a pig, onto the chema of the Beis HaMikdash, and a tremendous earthquake which hit Eretz Yisrael destroyed a lot of grain along with it. Daf Samachay. Psachia was the person in the Beis HaMikdash in charge of kinim, i.e. the donation box for nedavos. When we say Psachia, this is really Mordechai, who was called Psachia because he could open up svarim and darshan on things that others could not understand. Rabbi Yochanan said they only put someone onto the Sanhedrin if they had chachma, if they had a nice appearance, if they were tall and elderly, if they understood sorcery and they could speak 70 languages. The Mishnah. What was the process for Ktziras Ha'aymer? Mishnah says, Shluchei Bezdin would go out on Erev Pesach, Yudalad Nisan, and Mutsoi Yontav Rishon Shel Chag, people from the towns around, would come out to make the harvesting into a major event. The procedure included a verbal checklist of things to do where they would all answer, Hain, Hain, Hain. The Gemara. There are certain days of the year that are like a partial yontif, in that fasting on them is prohibited, but hespedim are mutter. And then there are some days, like from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where even hespedim are aser. The Baisusim held that Chag Shavuos must fall right after Shabbos, since the Pasuk says, Mimacharas HaShabbos, which is mashma according to them, that Shavuos has to come Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. Of course, they didn't listen to these Baisusim, since this drasha is incorrect. From the Pasuk in Vayikra Chav Gimel, Usfartem Lochem Mimacharas HaShabbos, we learn that each individual person has a chiyuv to count Svira. And from Mimacharas HaShabbos, we learn that we begin counting from the day after Pesach, i.e. Matzoy Yontev in Eretz Yisrael, and Matzoy Yontev Rishon in Chutz Laretz. Daf Samach Vav. The counting of Svira is done on each night, and Rav Ashi added that when one counts Svira, he counts not only the day, for example, today is the 16th day, but one counts the weeks as well. So 16 days is equal to 2 weeks and 2 days. This is in fact what we do. A Meimer counted only days, but not weeks, because he held that nowadays, since there is no Karban Omer, the whole inyan of Sfiras HaOmer is only Zecher LeMikdash, but not a full mitzvah. Kuntres Aladaf brings Taisvis, who remarks that since the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer today is only Midrabanan, and that it's only done Zecher LeMikdash, one may act leniently and count the Omer even during the period of Bein Hashmashas. Taisvis indicates that actually Rav Ashi, who did count the weeks, agrees with Amemar that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer today is only a mitzvah min Rabbanan. The point of the Machlokes is whether counting only the days is sufficient to commemorate the Sfiras HaOmer of the Beis HaMikdash, or whether the sages required counting the weeks as well. Therefore, even though the halacha follows Rav Ashi, and we are required to count weeks as well as days, nevertheless, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer today is only a mitzvah min Rabbanan, and one may act leniently in cases of Safek, Safek de Rabbanan lohakel. The Ran and the Rajba at the end of Masechet Pesachim say that even though Sfiras HaOmer today is only Midrabanan, and if one counts Sfira during Bein Hashmashas, he is Yoytze, nevertheless, the Chatchila, preferably, one should wait until nightfall. As is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Tofpei Tes, Sif Beis. The Ran notes that the Rambam appears to be of the opinion that Sfiras HaOmer even nowadays is Minatara. Evidently, says the Ran, the Rambam understood that Rav Ashi, who says that even nowadays one must count weeks as well as days, disagrees with Amemar, and he is of the opinion that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is not dependent on offering of the Karban Omer, and that even today it is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Hence, according to the Rambam, it is essential that one count Sfira only after it is certainly night, and if he counts Sfira during the Bein HaShmashas, he is not Yoytze, and he is required to count again after nightfall. The next Mishnah. After they cut the grain for the omer, they placed it in containers and brought it to the Azara to put it in the fire. Rameir said that they burnt it in the stalks. The Chachamim said they first cut them, and then they burnt them. The Mishnah then says that this grain also had a chiyuv of challah, but no chiyuv of maaser. Rabbi Akiva says it had a chiyuv of challah and a chiyuv of maaser. The Gemara. We learn that the omer grain must be ripe. This is learned from the pasuk that says karmel, meaning that it must be karmel, like a kar mole, a full pillow with feathers. Rabbi Akiva says that there is a chiyuv of maaser as well, since even if meruach, the pe'ula which creates a gemar melacha and a chiyuv maaser, is done by the gizbar, there is no ptur for maaser. But if at the time of the meruach the grain was owned by a guy, then it's a machlekes tanaim if there is a chiyuv maaser or not. Daf Samach Zayin. If the dough is formed by a guy, and this forming is called the process of gilgal, then there is no chiyuv of challah. Finally, by truma, there is a chiyuv midrabanan to take off, since if we allow the rich people to buy it from a guy, they might buy it from a Jewish grain supplier as well. The Mishnah. By the mincha, first he puts shemen on the bottom of the keli, levoina he puts on the side, frankincense, and then he puts flour in, and then more shemen. Then he mixes it up. He does tznufa, hagasha, takes off a kemitza, burns it, and what's left is then eaten by the kohanim. The Gemara. On Erev Pesach, a person is supposed to do bedika the night before Erev Pesach. This is a gzera. If b'di'evad he forgot, he can do it on the day of Yod Daled. This gzera was because of lo badal mineh. People are not used to parting with chametz, therefore we have to be very careful. Daf Samaches, the Mishnah. As soon as they were makir of the carbon omer, chadash became permissible. Those were the newer grains. Those who were far away had to wait until after chatzais until they could eat chadash. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a gzera that the entire day of Tes Zayin, chadash was aser. But Rabbi Yehuda said, midaraisa, it was aser all of Tes Zayin. The Gemara. Rav and Shmuel said, after the Churban, the sunrise of Tes Zayin was matir the chadash. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the sunrise of Tes Zayin was matir, not the actual bringing of the carbon. Rav Papa said, in Chutz La'aretz, where there is a Sveika D'Yoma, they used to eat chadash at the end of Tes Zayin. They would wait that long, just before Yud Zayin, to make sure that there was no question of Sveika D'Yoma. The halachas of Yoshan and Chadash Bizman Hazeh are brought in Orach Chaim, Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tof Pei Tes Halacha Yud, where the Mechaber says, Osur lechol chadash af bizman hazeh, bein lechem, bein koli, bein karmel, atchilas leal yudches benisan, uve eretz Yisrael atchilas leal yudzayin benisan. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Memhei writes, af bizman hazeh, midiksi velechem vekoli vekarmel, loy soichlu ad etzem hayoim hazeh. He also quotes the Rama, who is brought in Hilchas Chadash, Yaradeya, Simen Reish Sadeh Gimel, Sif Aleph, who is Mekel on Chadash Bizman Hazeh because of a Sfek Sveka. Today, most of Klal Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz is Mekel both because of this Ramah and because of the famous Bach brought in the Tur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Sadeh Gimel, who is clearly Matir Chadash Bizman Hazeh in Chutz La'aretz. However, in the last 10 years, many have begun to be Machmer, as products containing Yashan flour are becoming more readily available commercially. On the next tape of Mir Tashem, we will continue with the sugya of Karban Omer, but at this point we will conclude our share.